This is about you, me, we, and our untapped potential. This is The Huge Upside.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. This is another Monday here at The Huge Upside in the one and only Mindanao Daily News. What is up, friends? You're back. We're a bit late today, but you're here. Thank you very much. Now, we have something today that will serenade you for days on end, because we have probably one of the top saxophone artists, Ren Magallon, aka the Saxo Chick, here today to perform to you live. Wow. You know what? I could listen to that forever, and Ren could just serenade us with her talents and her skills all day long. And you know how long that performance was? And I think that was her rendition of Just the Two of Us. She's settling down right now. Well, the amount of work that we had to do just to the choreography. We had a bit of choreography before we actually started. And we didn't know actually how this would actually work. But thanks to our technical crew, uncles and Ren herself, who's really very well versed sa technicalities dere, we made it happen. Ren.
Yes, good morning.
Maing buntag. You may wanna come closer to the microphone.
Good morning.
Maing buntag. Hey.
Check.
That was powerful.
Good morning. Thank you, thank you.
Salamat. Anyway, that was just the two of us, di ba?
Yes, yes.
Impressive. I'm still captivated to actually see a saxophone artist to perform a whole live song in front of my very eyes. It's very captivating. You must have that effect on tanan audience nimo.
I wonder no? also without. Like, yeah, I wonder if it's the same with everyone.
I'm pretty sure because, you know, the sax isn't a... don't take any offense to this, but for me, you don't see a lot of saxophone artists. You know, you're a commodity. Kayo.
Kayo.
Wedding gigs.
Yeah.
Here and there. Fully booked si Ren by until the end of August, I think.
Timing or put bit down.
Well.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to say, I'm glad you finally agreed to this.
Yeah.
We finally agreed to a schedule. And now Ren is performing here for free. Thanks.
Yes, yes.
But anyway, how are you? Musta man?
Good. Medyo na traffic lang.
Na traffic?
Yeah. I'm good.
Yeah, but what about those gigs here and there?
Just had a gig last night.
Late
wedding
naman.
Gig. Maranao gig.
Oh, yeah. I kind of noticed muna na yung market karon. They actually dig your music.
Okay, actually, like nakamit pud kog mga organizers, so yeah.
All everything falls into place.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
Yeah, ba, salamat, Lord.
Right,
I have to ask you, were you this fully booked a year ago?
Not really, kay starting pa man from the pandemic, so medyo slowly pa ang ano, not. Di pa gid siya same as before, but at least gaka ano nagbalik na
attendance. I think way more than when you actually started 2015, 2013.
I can't really say, pero depende raman gid ang nagiuban months na dagat, and depende ra gid siya, like timing. It's not really a constant pod na ano.
Okay, naapoy ko an hubas. Naipasiyo.
Yeah. Pero one siya, beneficial siya sa studies kay.
Oh yeah. I'm curious. So you're not only a saxophone artist, but you're also an aspiring lawyer.
Boy.
What year are you now?
Secret trend siya.
Oh, okay. We actually know now.
fourth year.
Fourth year. Yeah. Wow. Hapit na. And I think that's the most busy part sa law.
The fourth year.
Na may remedial ana, I think.
Yeah, then review. Sorry, Vijud. Medyo, ano po, pressure na siya kay nag-release na bar bulletin about
the
upcoming 2023. Yeah.
Are you gonna take this year? Or
Next. Yeah.
Take your time. Yeah. Diba? No pressure. But well, I think you playing the saxophone and having all these gigs takes you time away from law school, which is another different world.
Okay, overwhelming good kayo gig good. Like times na rag kena rag naka sa past kena think good gonna mag-stop na law school kay kwan get thrive good sa music, especially sa Manila kay naka-gig mako dito, pero good thing pod kay nagpadayon na gapon ko sa law school, so yeah, madara man dayon gapon, although madali gapon ka, pero at least you know where you're going.
In your own time, I guess. I mean, if you have a career also in like playing gigs, it's hard to imagine you're juggling law at the same time.
Yeah.
Diba? And busy po kay ang sked. It's sked picks up, and then when after the gig, there's no after party.
I don't really, doesn't really matter to me. It's not a big deal. Kay, I was just doing my thing.
You just go in and out. And do you take the time to, like, you know, makihalubilo sa mga wedding suppliers?
Yeah,
probably they all know you by now. Wedding suppliers, the makeup artists.
Marag bond na po siya to, ano, pampawala sa stress or it kanang mas stressful mga dila or siguro sa uban suppliers.
Very. Yeah. Very. Well, especially when D-Day. Yeah. I think every day for them is D-Day. Kaya murag every day na mahitabo.
Yeah.
And is that the same as well sa imong schedule? Like every day you have gigs?
Dili man sad every day. Good. Like I said, di siya constant na ano na consistent pud na bookings pero okay siya. Thriving siya.
Yeah. I mean, I can just imagine. But for you this is so easy. I think growing up, when did you actually start katong pagkabata nimo? Like were you trained young?
Actually gipo gusto ko sa parents. Kay at first gusto lang gid ko mag-play og football.
Yeah.
Okay, varsity man ako sa Xavier High School na kwan, football na...
The striker?
Na, midfielder.
Midfielder.
Yeah. So, ipugas ko sa parents.
How old were you that time?
I think 16.
So, you just recently started playing the saxophone.
Pero medyo old naman sa'yo.
Yeah. So, were there any prior instruments before that? Piano, guitar,
first, yun
bass?
Na ako kay kwan, clarinet.
Clarinets. Mm. Oh, so wind instruments are your thing?
Yeah, kaya akong father's side, kinsa siya man sila, so...
Runs in the family, yeah. Runs in the blood. That's so interesting.
Yeah.
But nothing like a... Have you seen Whiplash?
Yeah.
Nothing like a Whiplash kind of thing. Imagine that if you had a... Do you have a mentor, Pud? Like somebody who like guides you and all that
wala
stuff?
Wala na. Kaya akong first gina mentor kay akong brother sa akong father. But no, na pass away naman siya. So what is nabilinan ko? So
yeah, so ikaw na lang legacy. Di ba? Wow. But it's so interesting to dive into a saxophone artist's mind, kay I always hear you every now and then, if not solos, if it's either you take up the whole bulk of a song, it's either it's your song or you appear in a full instrumental orchestra. Or one of my favorites, when you have a special appearance sa mga bands. You had a collaboration with the Cokeheads.
Yeah, sa nakapil ko sa ilang Spotify sa song nila doon.
Curfew.
Yeah.
Joke ka. Curfew even way before na I lockdown, no? Kada no. Curfew.
Mata pa kay kanto.
See? And you started 16. How old are you now?
27.
So around 11 years of playing the saxophone then.
Yeah.
Do you even like ponder of like doing something else?
Sauna. Nakaingin ko. Other than music?
No, I mean the sax. Like.
Other instrument. Yeah. No?
Like, have you had your own songs, Bud? Like you have your own compositions?
The plan ko. But for now, kay law school pa man.
Yeah,
I'm supposed to time, focus maybe. Pagid. Basi mabot ropa ng time na mag-hiatus ko to focus sa review.
Yeah, imagine that. Yeah. Like, nawala lang kalit. Where can I book this saxophone artist now?
Nag-gun ba? Deactivate.
Somebody's gonna fill that void. Diba? Yes. Wala ka. You're leaving a power vacuum, man. Like, ilusuban, naglahi na po niya artist. May not be a saxophone artist, basing beatbox artist.
Actually, na po yung mga band na sax players here. So,
okay. Open na ang market, friends. Yes. Hapit na. Your time will come.
Yes, 6 months.
The champ will pahulay sa ang champ ka, Jet. Anyway, man, it's so nice to talk to you. Have you had your coffee today?
Not yet, Bapper.
Nangapi na ka? Well, anyway, sorry, I only have one tumbler. So, friends... So, we'd just like to introduce to you guys our sponsors for today. It's Hiatus Coffee, Bukidnon's finest. They basically do pop-ups outside of Yaka. Have you played in Yaka?
Wala pa. Pero I know though.
You have to have your stamp there. You know that as an artist, right?
Yes.
Kailangan magit. Rag dili kumplito imuhang resume as an artist. You haven't played there. Even here. I mean, no pressure though. Yeah. Pero dire sa komunidad.
Diba? Yeah. Yeah, naka-try na ako sa komunidad.
Diba?
Yeah.
But it's, I think, you like playing in places where there's more mula.
Yeah.
Of course.
Practicality.
Diba? Kaya mabuhi.
Yes.
And going back to our sponsors, yes, they're located in the highlands of Malaybalay. Go check them out, friends. They have different ice cold lattes and mochas for you guys. That's our main sponsors for today. And this is their cold brew. Usaka 100 ml lang ani, friends. You mix it with a glass full of ice and then mix it with milk. Now you can have your latte, iced latte. And on to our last sponsors for today. So friends, usa sa kabutang kig bisihan sa UJob side. Actually, this is not UJob side, but there's a clothing brand that sponsors for today. They actually utilize and recycle thrift clothes from our thrift markets. Let's say I'm going to show you right now. So what we have here is clothes. Okay, yan. Beta basically recycled it. Found it really cool, sturdy ang tela, and then decided to print. Why? Because this is their mission, to minimize our carbon footprints in this world and do their role to stop fashion waste. Now, they're having a pop-up by the end of July, just July 31st, sa Ayala Cafe Bali, while they're doing a podcast with Huge Upside at the same time. And they have some surprises for you all, mga one-of-one and two-of-two collections, mga rare and collectibles sa ilang merchandise, and we'll show you in a bit. Kani maigo jud kay ni Karen. This lovely crop top, yes. Right here. So this, folks, is not for sale, unfortunately, but will go for auction. Okay, so for sale legap. So yeah, this one of one. Usara gini in this world, and if you're lucky enough, we'll go bid this thing for an hour. Karon July 31. Please be there. Or if you have a gift for your lovely girlfriend or for a special someone, yeah, make them look sexy with this crop top. And here's another one for some folks who are like into fashion and hype beasts of sorts or streetwear or whatever. We have a 2 of 2 collection, oversized pocket tee, rare kayo kay duara mo ang kopyani, the huge print at the back, and here, all products of Beta, and of course, our normal product, which is the Huge Upside T-shirt, comes with 2 telas. 2 garments, premium cotton, and thrifted ones. Now, that was a long commercial. Sorry, friends. But we're going to serenade you again with another performance from Ren. So stick with us and bear with us in a bit, because here she is performing for you guys.
Oh,
Well, she has another one, so we prepared a whole set for you today, friends. Usually she charges, but she'll do it for free. Well, you know what? Hearing that behind the screen of your iPad or your phone or your desktop or laptop or MacBook or whatever, wherever you're watching this from, is totally different when you're up close. Bye. Like you. Hey, that was very captivating.
Thank you.
Do you get bored? Or do you get flatter pa baka if people say you appreciate your song or your performance?
Dili na kayo, pero ma-appreciate na ilang time. Especially if kaya mag-message kid bito personally, kaya nang na, like kay, of course, lahat magandang value sa time, pero kaya nang mga nana, marjo, dili na kayo kuan.
Ba?
Appreciate na ako.
When ka nakaingon niya? Sumo na kayo.
Dili man sad sumo na term, kuan, kaya na marjo, normal, normal lang siya.
Yeah, because you know what? A lot of folks, okay, your motivation is so different. Are you paying for your law school as well?
With the help of my father before sila gitanan. Like, pero nakatakathin ko na, kaya man day.
Diba?
For me kay marag ba try ko daw na ako muna para yeah. Marag when I finish this marag I paid all this or in some time bitaw marag like magud pa sa una kay wala kay pake kay my parents are paying for me tanan
hinatag.
I just ask kana rajud pero I realize kato nagingon ko na kana ako mag-try ko gan buhi sa self or mag-pay for myself kay the third man sa dang ano music scene.
Yeah.
So the third I realized na okay that kanang dili siya easy pero kana okay ra pud kanang kaya ra dai siya and lahi ra siya katong time nga gas ko kay reg wala pa pa kay no reg tiki ko motivated to study or na beto
karon kay yeah. You know you put some sweat yeah. and hard work yes, into that money
yes
so mas ma-appreciate ni gini yeah. mo I have to study now
and I think mas fulfilling pa siguro tibo, later on kung naman ka na ikaw mismo ang nag yeah. work for it
of like yeah. self-made.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I hope everybody experiences that at some point in their life. May not be like in their 20s or even later on, say lang 50s, like being able to pay off their own house, say lang giloan or their car somewhere in their mid 30s. Mian na, di ba?
Yeah.
But it's totally a different feeling. And with your gigs now and you having to juggle possible. Your next phase of your life.
Yes.
Law school. So scary. You think maput down na yung saxophone? Like think
I think I have gonna get busy. Okay. I have to focus good. Like and for 6 months lang sa before yeah. the bar, hopefully next year.
Do you think that thing will come in handy on nights nga like, oh my god, I'm so tired from all this studying
yeah.
and then late night lang din ka mag saxophone kasi yung balcony niya
marag nakita na lang console na maginana pang ano lang unwind
with the sound be like mga sad or kanang marag paggawa sa gibati
oh ay nana siguro yeah naka the feature out na console good nana pang ano lang kaya di mag draw kwan pad nagan nag recommend or suggest na dili ka dapat ka mag kwan magpalunod sa studies gid kayo
yeah
at to the point na ma-depress ka or sa papa
especially the last bar exam was deemed yung pinaka easiest and the next chairman said nga oh that's never happening again
lahi magadila pod na kwan kay grabe lang pinagdaanan sa last bar yeah, so I cannot say pa na easy diba?
For 2 years yeah. na hiatus
yeah.
pod no
yeah
naghiatus pod ang law school ato
like, diba? Nag-online.
Online, yeah. I think it was it much easier though? Online na siya? Mas more practical,
actually,
no?
Actually, first few sam siguro, nag-adjust pa man. So, lisod good siya kay pag ma-logout ka or something na intermittent mong internet. So, kwan good siya. Challenging siya. Pero later on, nag-adjust naman sa mga people. So, much more, mas nag-prefer na ganyan sa uban na online. Na lang.
But what would you prefer though?
Online na lang siguro.
That's so unusual for someone who like performs live. Like, you know.
Part of me kay akong school magid kay nasa Manila.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you'd rather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, pero okay na gapon. For me lang gid kay mas makasave kag time. For me kay time gid ang valuable resource para every human. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think time will eventually become your most valuable resource, especially when you don't have anything left of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Paul, you have so many commitments, or wala po fully booked na gig ka, or
yeah,
you're just too busy.
Yeah, magid na.
So you have a? Do you have? What's your relationship with time? Like pressure po kasi imong own time, like or.
Ooh.
Or you deploy some stoicism, like, oh, I control whatever is in my hands right now. I can't control time, but what I can control is I show up every day.
Aside from that, okay, gaano man ko, meditate pod ko, na kay really? Routine sa morning, na ka nang mag-meditate, mag-journal,
mag-exercise.
Kaga-exercise, so,
yeah, I've seen. You wanna be a Spartan?
Not really, charot. Ito, koan lang. Di ba, usually magod ang nabisita kung nakikita sa society is that mabisita sa work para malimta na to atong own self like atong health.
Do you have that same relationship with the gigs? Because do you view it now? You were so passionate at the start, but you're getting all these bookings here and there. Do you view it as work now? This is like taking too much away from me.
No, never good. Kaya kanang kwan gid drop. like regarding akong passion ani and also for working out.
So, oh yeah, working out is like
more like a check parts on system now. More I can't go on 3 days for without and you know, working out.
I think working out is like probably very beneficial for you because you like when you're on these gigs, nagatindog mo ga like for like 4 hours straight or like 5 hours straight
or more.
A lot of squats maybe. A lot of box jumps.
Yud. Oh yeah, actually taga na kong nakita pa the improvements sa myself. Much dili lang sa physical
mood.
Yeah, mood. Yes. Yeah, and control sa emotions. Like,
how about food? Does it help you control the food intake?
Wala. Yeah, kay galift man gud ko so.
Oh, so you need those gains, bro.
Ano sad? Mas dali ka mag lose og ano? Weight or karang so yung imong ginakaon sa lifting, wala ra gud jam or na control.
Is there kind of workout that helps you with
sex?
the dexterity of your fingers.
Wala sad.
How about those kan? Kita ka itong mga workouts sa athletes, I think. Would they work out their fingers nga idasok nila sa rice?
As in? Wala mo kita?
Yeah, I think it's very painful though.
Sa rice?
Yeah, naanan yung sa rice. That's so funny. I saw that one NBA athlete do that. Like, nakala, I just go, what the hell? Naari mga workouts sa imuang fingers. But imagine that. Imong fingers is a one big muscle that connects you to your forearms. And we unconsciously train them every day. Can even day, this finger is responsible for one part of a big muscle, didn't it? I think so. Because try moving your fingers. Something moves in your forearm. Feel it, diba? And you move them all at once. You feel your forearm like, see that?
Yeah.
It's flexing. Sorry.
Amazing is Lord.
And yeah, I think it's very beneficial for actually anyone, not just artists, not just athletes, for the everyday person to actually just work out. So you prioritize that like sa sugod simong adlaw or after you meditate or muna na imong meditation?
Bali, nakay 1 hour na for myself lang. Like, kana compose of working out, journal, meditation.
Oh, so you do journals?
Yeah.
Is there a specific journal you write on? Like, are you supporting some local journals here?
Lisa, doon lang. Personal, ano lang. Like, what I'm grateful about this day or the other day.
Gratitude.
Gratitude. It's good to start the day with gratitude.
Journal. Yeah, you're alive. Yeah, it's one big thing I'm really big on. Like, no matter what your situation is, bahala pag buhi ka, you can do something, maka-make an impact.
No? Yes, exactly. Good.
Wake up in the morning, gratitude. I think when you start off with gratitude, it helps you eliminate those negative thoughts. Or it at least keeps you away from that.
Yeah, like you... Very good ko mag wala ko rant any
really?
Sadness or
maybe in your journal maybe I just had to write this down
kasi
mapabutan akong lain tao.
More siguro siya ang kwan makahelp. Okay, mas makontrol na bantay pa na soft na mas nakontrol na akong emotions and I don't get
That's so unique about you because you already have the outlet which is the saxophone.
Yeah.
You couple that with a journal, go work out pag yung ka. You must be in Zen mode every time. Okay. Especially if you have law school who basically does not care. A lot of folks like really had, I mean, almost all law students, I think, like must have some kind of coping mechanism or something.
Yeah, lahi-lahi gid mig mga ano. Although, kanang night times na makigwatch ang movies akong mga friends na sa law school, ano ko na, for me kay, waste of time siya kay.
Really?
Akong time for that, nahimo na nako for other like music. Or katong 1 hour or working out.
It's just these three things. Yeah. It's law. It's the instrument, the saxophone, and working out.
Yeah.
That's your main priority.
Yeah. Working out part of the meditation.
Meditation. Yeah, wow. So she's got these three things figured out. Yeah, because one thing also I noticed about myself as well, because I am just so addicted to what I'm doing right now. It's an addiction. Like, I think to reach a level of goodness or kamaayo, whatever you're doing, you have to be addicted to it. That balance thing. It's helpful when nana ka sa top or when you're somewhere there. But when you're starting out, I can't think of anything else. Like, hindi ba? Did you reach a certain point like, I have to be the best saxophone player ever, or I have to be like the best version of a law student ever?
Wala pa niya but so. Pero I think I have to put that in mind.
I think you already have. You just maybe unconsciously maybe like when you're practicing the saxophone.
For me, mag-gay, wala competition. Like, I just do my thing.
Okay, so you don't see anybody else. Yes. Just you and the instrument.
Yes.
And that's also good, because with today, everybody has the ability to do whatever they want because to distribute whatever they want because we have the internet.
Yes.
We have the social media, and me included, okay? That's why I opened this up, because I am a victim of like also seeing other folks when they publish things online. And good thing is I'm a bit self-aware, so I have to detoxify every now and then. Yes. But you see, everybody is very competitive online.
Yeah, good.
Have you had your fair share of like other saxophone artists, or all saxophone artists are very supportive of each other?
Wala siguro kay ko nag-watch gid sa uban. Pero kanang, layo mo gudak ng world. Kanang, I'll just do my thing. And bahala na sila kung sa ilang gusto mo atin. Pero, wala kay kay maingon na magtanaw ko sa uban kung green ba ilang grass.
Yeah. Sushi, what tempts, like, or what leads an artist or a musician like to the dark side? Is it like envy of others, or is it greener pastures, or kanang
envy
mangita sila envy?
Siguro kay mas sa connections, or kanang mas dagan ka booking siguro ana.
Ba?
Na yan. Kanang siguro.
And plus, you get to do what you love. Yeah. Di ba? Like work, but it's not actually work.
Sa ako lang gid kay, mag-focus lang gid ka sa self. Na di na ako magtanaw sa uban.
Yeah, you don't have enough. Yeah. I don't even have time.
Oh, mo good.
Well, the thing with me is, I have to basically consume. I shouldn't be doing this, but I go to extreme levels of consuming what my competition is about. Not to avoid what they're doing, but to exactly incorporate it. So okay. I'm just copying everything here. So, you know, I take good bits about others and then I could do this.
Yeah, it's good to learn one point from others.
And it's not, anyway, it's early and it's not patented. Wala pagi IP. There's no IP for this yet. So I can go straight away and hack at it. Like, even those shirts. I mean, I obviously have a huge fan of clothing, but I've never seen anyone who's had a platform and who does clothing brand as well. So like, maybe you could be the first, or such as yourself, like Affirm, the Saxo Firm. Diba?
Saxo Firm.
The Saxo Firm.
Yes.
There's this one, I think that was, I don't know if naapa ba sila. I hate to drop this, but I have to, like, Palugna Law Office? I'm not sure.
Actually, naka-work ka dito.
Oh, okay, cool.
For a very short
time. I saw their firm was kind of cool because they had, like, these strange chairs. Then they had Nasimar coffee shop sa Sulod. I don't know if that was Flamingo Cafe.
Siya Trini Palugna kay naman sila yung Rasto Flamingo.
Yeah. Is that where they meet their clients?
Yeah.
So see, that's nobody's done that.
Sa
ilang time. They were so smart to actually the cafe. They saw ahead nga cafes are gonna big thing, di ba? So why not we talk to our clients and bring our clients dire, di ba? It's a win-win. They buy our coffee.
Exactly. That's naka amaze gid ko pag kabalan ako na.
It can be both. Now, in the future, when you become the lawyer, not just a JD, then people go to your firm. Nana yung saxophone ka plays a background. Imagine that. You know,
more expa.
Pag sulat pa lang nila daan, bay.
Pahilat.
Na-serenade na sila. Like, I feel so good. This place is the absolute best.
Yes.
Ba?
Try na ba na concept?
See? I mean, it gets crazy because you have to think for any industry, not just law or not just medicine or not just whatever this, what I'm doing. You think have to think out of the box.
Yeah.
You
know? Innovate.
Yes, that's the word. Innovate. The Saxo Firm.
Yes. Diba? Yeah, I think na ko.
Diba? Or just at least nga, if clients are gonna wait in the lobby anyway.
Yeah, dapat na bar or something na they could, you know.
Or if you're not playing the saxophone or have like a vinyl record they're playing.
Yeah, right? Well, I'll think thing. About that.
Well, anyway, I'm not trying to like force things here. But anyway, hey, it was fun talking to you, Ren. Yes. Finally, we get to do this and I really appreciate the performance.
Thank you for the time. Guys.
And the time.
Yes.
Ba? Hey, you can't leave this show without addressing this. And we always have a signature question on the show. Don't worry, it's not some bar cue or something. So, the name of the show is Huge Upside. Huge Upside. Diba? In a sense, I can't even explain that to you. Why? Because it's vague. Same like, you know, I Miss Universe's silver lining. Mm. So if I'm about to ask you right now, what would be your own meaning sa Huge Upside?
It's a center. Center or stage for to... Kailan mo explain?
Hell yeah, it's a podcast. Yeah. It's up to you.
It's like a center or a stage or platform to showcase yourself to whatever you're doing, you know, or whatever you want to talk about. Yeah.
That could be it. That's a first.
Yeah.
Platform. Nobody said this would be a center. Imagine if I could innovate this. Like, this is a center for folks, melting pots.
Melting pots. Yes.
Hey, I appreciate the time, Ren. And probably you have another booking karong alauna. I don't want to hold you for long. Okay, mag-study pa si Ren. Anyway, I really appreciate you doing this. And
can I thank my sponsors?
For sure, you can. You can. And yeah, before you do, you thank your sponsors and can you add in like where can people find you, how they can reach you?
Okay, Canada lang first. Hi guys. You can reach me through my Facebook page or Facebook account, a personal Facebook page, account I rather. And also sa Instagram at SaxoChick. I'm Ren Magalian, by the way. I just want to thank my sponsors, Sax from Sax Center PH, my footwear from Joko Comendador, and also leather goods from Gilberto Leather Crafts. And pa shout out daw to akong friend si Michael James Malingin and sa tanan na nag-view for the bar. Go guys. And also to hi to Doc Erica Alfonso. Hi there. Enjoy Siargao. That's all.
Sana ako maka-Siargao.
Lagi. Ako ito. Gusto ko mag-travel pero ano kay gigs.
Oh, for gigs. Yeah, get paid.
I mean, basin ng bookings or mas stock ko na ito.
Earn, oh yeah, kay basin mo bagyo lang kalit. No? Earn through leisure, di ba?
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah. But anyway, probably we'll see you soon in some bar ops. Maybe.
Bohon.
Supporting your
year.
Law friends.
Yes, yes.
Anyway, Ren, thank you so much for your time. And I have to say, we have to cap this off, friends.
Yes.
On next Monday then. Bye, everybody. Bye-bye. See ya.
Ren, salamat ka.
Thank you.
Ren, ako mahatag for now.